Unless you're trying to market some oats, it's an up day today on the markets. This is Market Matter on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Corn futures, soybean futures, all about a penny higher, anywhere from a penny to 7 cents higher in the wheat complex. Let's take a look at what's going on around the globe. World equity markets are mostly higher this morning, as is the U.S. market. The Dow right now, in fact, is trading up 99 points after a mixed Wednesday in which the Dow closed slightly lower, but the broader market closed a little higher. The market's looking ahead to tomorrow's jobs report, which will be the most important data point this week. On Wednesday, ADP employment report detected up mostly 184,000 private sector jobs, which could be a precursor to Friday's report. Wednesday also gave us the ISM services index, which is at 52.7% higher. This morning, we will get a trade balance of data and also weekly jobless claims, and also see a number of members of the Federal Reserve speaking today. Yesterday, Fed Chairman Powell did say rate cuts could still happen, but it wouldn't be until later this year. On the livestock side of things, well, we saw a down day in cattle once again and a triple-digit gain in front-month hogs. Cattle futures spent some time in the positive territory, but it was not able to hold on as further liquidation continued. Box beef prices have been weak so far this week, reflecting consumer demand. Choice cuts declined $2.86, with select down $2.07. They're still worried about the HPAI and dairy herds, and, of course, a new one in Ohio showing up. The flu does not affect the safety of milk or meat. And we look at opening calls today. Cattle are looking to be lower, mixed to higher in hogs. We'll look at the numbers next.
April is full of monthly observances that center around food. So whether it's National Brunch Month, National Grilled Cheese Month, or my personal favorite, National Bacon, Lettuce, and Tomato Sandwich Month, farmers can be proud of the work they do to produce the foods that people eat all over the world. So if you take part in observing any of these food-related celebrations, make sure you thank the American farmers who produce the food of all kinds to meet every dietary preference and make these celebrations of and around food so much more memorable. This message from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
On the overnight, May corn up 1 1/4 at 4.33, soybeans up a penny at 11.83 1/4, soy meal up a dollar at 3.31 even, soy oil up 4 cents at 48.89, Chicago wheat up 1 1/4 at 5.57 1/4, Kansas wheat up 5 1/4 at 5.85 3/4, Minneapolis spring wheat up 7 1/4 at 6.46 3/4, and May oats down 6 1/4 right now at 3.38. That's Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.